Okay, so the opportunity today for a changing tomorrow, what does that mean? Well, we're in a very, very quick, fast-paced world at the moment. Things are changing beyond what we could have expected a year ago, and it's going to be progressive. We can all sit here and hope that it goes back to what it was, but the truth is, that wasn't a super cool place to be. It was just a place of getting by. There was a huge amount of mental illness, problems, poverty, ignorance, inequality, a lot of suppression, a lot of misinformation, a lot of pain in the world. So normality is what we thought it was, is not necessarily a great place to be, but we accepted it because it was all that we knew. It's like being in a jail or prison. If you're born into a prison, you accept it. And that's really all you live by, and you live by that prison's rules. This is why we term it slavery within the mind, because the mind naturally adapts its processes on a survival base. The neuroplasticity changes to operate within that locked environment and think that that is normal. Because if it thinks that's any more, then that can be very disruptive to its ability to function on a daily basis. So this is all changing. It's all changing as we're speaking. The world is going to change. Many, many people will be coming out of work. Many, many people will have to re-identify themselves of what value that they are to the new society, the new world that we're going to be going into. Are they just going to become a victim and a passenger within that society and take handouts from the government? Or are they going to be really leading the world and leading people forward into really a new horizon beyond what we call their event horizon, which basically means that what they've experienced so far is all that they work through or understand to be the case. When you go through your event horizon, you're on the other side. You're into creating, you're into being visionary, you're into really starting to see the future and emotioneer and imagineer it. Very, very exciting place to be. And, you know, when we're talking about coming on this program, we're going, okay, that's what we're going to train you in. It's natural to your mind. You had a genius level when you were five, and it's an opportunity where it's essential that you start to re-engage with that limitless capability. I can't express it more. This is where the future lies. You know, if you don't develop right now, here and now, agile thinking, you will become a victim of the changes in the world, because psychologically you're just not going to be able to comprehend these difficulties, because they're going to threaten your reality in so many different ways that you're just not going to be able to psychologically cope with them, which means that you're open to having real episodes, which are psychological episodes, neurotic, psychotic, that will challenge the way your life. And this will disrupt your relationships, this will disrupt your ability to function within society, your ability to navigate the wealth system that we're in, and start to come out as a driver in this world. You know, when I talk about things changing, I'm talking about technology changing every aspect of what we currently feel safe within. And that means that, yes, we talk about the jobs going. A lot of people want to argue against that and feel that their jobs are going to be safe. They are an illusion. They're trying to not accept the reality that they're in. We have lots of IT people that suggest that they know more about IT than anybody else. It's not about IT. It's about artificial intelligence and the progressions of a global situation on this. And really, these people are operating within a perspective reality that is helped by their identity to limit them, so they feel safe. It's a natural mechanism, and to break them out of this becomes quite difficult in some cases. The more asleep someone is, it's virtually impossible. Some people have a foot in both camps. They still want to be asleep, but they'd like the idea of being woken up, but so they're going to fall between. That's really into the abyss. And then there's the last ones that really are the ones that want to step forward and out. And these are people who are prepared to take action. And there is no better time than right in the present, because you can't get that present again, because it's the past. So you've just dismissed that present. That's why I think the present is called a present, because you have the present of it. And it's a gift from the universe, but what you choose to do with it is often waste it by just trading time for money and going on the wheel of negative competition within the current social dynamic, which is negative, and you get absorbed by that. So you think what's important in your life is what you've experienced all these years. But the real importance is your potential, your PQ, your emotional quota, your potential quota, your spiritual quota, your ability to think quicker, to have creative thinking, to have problem solving, critical thinking, way beyond what you're thinking right now, to be able to interface and interact with other human beings and artificial intelligence in a much, much more open and expansive way, rather than constantly wanting to project onto other people what you think reality is, because it's just a fraction of what is. Most people are making this mistake at their core, which is they're thinking what they think is all that there is in the world. There is limitless amounts of information, knowledge and awareness that you can access. But if you're always going to stay within a certain frequency or bandwidth, it's going to become very limited for you. So when we're looking at the near future, it's not about personal development or just having a slightly better life or a little bit of coaching. This is a quantum shift in your psychology. This is why we call it quantum psychology that you're learning. And to learn quantum psychology, to get that quantum shift in the way that you identify yourself within the reality that we currently exist in, you've got to give up everything that you currently think is true. You've got to give it all up and start to create the world that you want by working through every system of thought that you have. If you keep identifying within the words that you're currently using, the limitations and the rules, then you're still working against yourself. In some way, your identity is going to be working from behind you. This is not the future. For us as an organization, we need people who want to step forward, who want to step up. And there is no limits to this. We will help them every step of the way. If, as I said, if they want to, you know, if its finances are difficult, we'll find a sponsor. If they want to, you know, time is difficult, we'll help them make time. It really is about a person taking the necessary action to really engage with life, seize the day, carpe diem, and really make a difference. And this is very difficult for a lot of people because they are in this sleep state, a lethargy state. The thinking, because of what's gone on in the last few years, has put their thinking into the stem of the brain. There's a lot of brain fog, there's a lot of limitation, and they just can't step out of it. But believe you me, if you start to think in a different way, you'll see the world in a different way, and the world will see you in a different way, just back the same way, which will give you different opportunity. So when you're thinking about this program, think about the future. We're going to go a lot into what the term futurism, a lot into what technology is going to do, how it's going to help you potentially have a better life, but also suppress you if certain powers that be get the control of that technology. But also there is the potential that you're going to be looking towards a life that is a lot longer than you're currently thinking. What does that mean? It means that in the world that we've been living in, we've been thinking of 3 score years and 10, and really always considered our life within a very short time scale or window. You know, when we're young, we think the idea of being 60 is miles away, but it comes around incredibly quickly. So time is being worked out very, very quickly for us within this very unconscious state. It goes very, very quickly. You know, when you are asleep, how, you know, you go to sleep and then you go through the night and it opens up very quickly in the morning. It's almost like it can flash by sometimes. That's exactly what it's like in your life right now. Life is going by very, very quickly, and it will get quicker and quicker and quicker because of the time relativity of age to proportion of life that you've led. What I mean by that is, if you've been on the planet for 4 years, that's 25% is a year. If you've been on the planet 40 years, 1/40th is a year. So you can see relatively time is speeding up all the time. But it's always speeding up within the context of what we have been told a lifespan is, which is 3 score years and 10. And it's hammered into us from Shakespearean times. But if you go back in biblical times to somewhere like Moses, he's talking 800 years. And we are knowing that within our lifetimes, you know, within the technological advances that have happened only in the last 10 years, we're looking very much to a position where we will see a massive shift in our longevity. But we have to have the mindset that is capable of accepting that. And the idea of putting into your mind at the moment that you want to live maybe 150, 200, 300, 400, 500 years is a big shift. That means where you are right now is just a fraction of your life. Just a few pages have gone past. And that's how I feel at 58, that a few pages have gone past and there's a whole book to read yet. And that's really what keeps me young, keeps my mind young. My body can be replaced by new technologies, but my mind needs to stay agile and virile and not go into what Freud talked about, which is called the death instinct, where you start to feel that because you're 60 or 65 or 70 or 80, you're closer to death. This is an illusion. We're programming ourselves with these thoughts. And now the technology is coming forward where we've got to up our game and say, hang on a minute, we're not focused on these very short spaces of time anymore and thinking we've got to achieve something by then. We've got to start to play a completely different game. So this is why we've got to start to have this, you know, very expansive, agile thinking, so we can start to step in the future in a very empowered way.